With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Love Island USA wrap-up on the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast feed. I'm your host, Kirsten McInnes, joined, as always, by the amazing Ryan Scally. Scally, how are you?
Hello, hello. I'm good. I'm ready to take this whole week of Love Island and chew it up and feed it to our listeners.
Nope. Okay. Anyways, Scally, I'm going to be backstage and I'm going to be completing the rest of the podcast with our guests.
I have never heard Brian laugh that hard before. Like, truly never.
That's right. No, not only did he make that horrible joke to you, the listeners, he made it in front of our guest, Haley Strong. How dare he? Haley, are you okay?
I'm not well. You know, to be honest with you, I'm a little bit mad at both of you that I had to watch that. Like, you guys, like, you invited me on. You're like, Haley, we like would love to have you. Like, you are RHAP's foremost expert in reality dating shows. We would love to have your opinion. And I said, great, great, great. And you said, are you okay staying up past your bedtime to come record with us? And I said, anything for you guys. What you failed to tell me is that I would have to watch people chew food and put it in other people's mouths, and then they put it somewhere else. And I'm
first of all,
not well.
You didn't have to do that because I skipped past it. Because I love myself.
What? I thought it was required viewing, like, for journalistic integrity.
Fuck that. I don't want to puke today. I was also eating while I watched the episode, so I had to skip it, like, for my own well-being. And also, second of all, can you please blame the real villains, Peacock? Because this show told us, they said, no more baby bird challenge. Oh. They said, we're not doing it anymore. And now they had to transfer drinks. And they had to transfer what, chili cheese fries?
Yeah, did they say they were doubling the amount of baby bird challenges? Did you mishear them?
Scally's one who told me it was over. So
it was.
Scally, were you all lying to us?
What I took it to be. Oh my God.
Since Scally's repertoire. Are you gaslighting us, Scally?
Love Island is all produced by the same company. So when ITV said, we're done with this challenge, I did not think that only meant the UK version. I thought we were done with this challenge. But apparently, no. UK, once again, better than us and moving on without the eating challenge, despite subjecting us Americans to it.
Here's the thing, okay? I know that, like, in general, most places are just like, COVID, whatever, let's live our lives. But I just think this challenge is something COVID should have killed.
I think it's something that, like, sanity should have killed.
Yeah, common sense.
Yeah, just before COVID.
It, like, who is enjoying this? Who is, like, watching this challenge being like, LOL, I love watching people baby bird. It is my, like, comedic masterpiece. Like, nobody's saying that.
Like, it might be someone's kink, I guess.
And I don't think those people subscribe to Love Island. I think they're putting their funds towards other things.
I will lightly shame them, and I am big shaming.
Sorry. Like, I try to be open. I myself am very closed off sexually, but I try to be, like, accepting of other people's stuff. I refuse to be accepting of that particular kink.
How do you feel about the concept of sex in space?
Not good. I'm barely comfortable with it on Earth.
Sounds about right. This is, like, I feel like you and Tori from Ready to Be Petty probably bond about stuff like, because, like, she's like, I can never have a wedding because I don't want anyone to see my side profile. I feel like that's, like, the same energy.
I have heard that, and that was a concern of mine, because if you look at my side profile, I do have a very prominent nose. So what I did, Tori, if you're listening, was I didn't look at Ethan the entire time. If you looked at my wedding photos, you could tell that. I stared into the audience, or I looked at the officiant. I didn't look at Ethan.
Oh, no.
That's honestly, and I'm sure he understood.
Afterwards, he's like, "You didn't look at me at all." I was like, "I was very nervous."
Oh. It's like, are we good? Like, I know we literally just got married, but are we in a fight? Are you gonna break up with me? Like, you didn't look at me.
No, it was just, I was like too anxious, and it was like an out of body experience. I was like, I'm panicking. I have to look at somebody. Well, I was like also panicking of having to like admit in front of my family that I like had affection for somebody. Like, I didn't.
That's tough. I think if I ever get married, I'm gonna have to get like chin filler to give me a jawline so that I can like be beautiful.
You are beautiful. Stop.
But like in side profile,
yes. I love your side profile. I love your
get out of town.
See, I've grown like accustomed to my side profile.
I like your side profile. I love your nose. I feel like you talk about your nose like it's like a liability. I love your nose.
It is. Not in like a bad way, but I think it's funny. I like my nose. We're at a point, but you know, I always tell people like I came out of the womb nose first.
You're like sniffing your way out like a truffle pig.
No, yeah. That's a little weird. That part's a little weird.
Sorry, I'm not well. Anyways, ignore me.
Yeah, so Love Island. So yes. What have I taken in this season? I've had a little bit of a tough time with it because I made the mistake of also watching season 7 of the UK version at the same time. So I'm like, which characters are which? And especially with Zeta like being here speaking in like such a beautiful English accent, it's like, where am I right now? I have actually very much enjoyed this season. I was telling you beforehand that I could not watch season 3. Like, I tried hard, and I think I've made it through like 45 minutes like total of the season. And like, that's not like, it's not like I watched the first episode and that's it. Like, I think I watched like the first 20 minutes. It's like, not for me. And then we like went to the next episode because I was already behind. It was like, not happening. And then
Right. You just were on the right side of history.
I had the, a feeling, I'm a very intuitive person, and I just knew in my bones that it was going to be bad.
You're an empath, obviously.
I'm an empath.
Who's your favorite on the season?
Deb. I mean, I like Deb. Like, is she like, she's just fun.
She's like us, you know?
She's like us. She's like having a good time. And I really like Jesse as well. And I know you've said that like they are friendship vibes. Like, have you changed your mind on that in the last like week and a bit?
I think there's
Casa Moore.
I think they'll date for a while, but I really just like am not, and maybe they're just too shy, and maybe it's just not working on TV. Like, I do not get like romance vibes from, like, even when they're making out, I'm like, you're just friends. Like, I'm sorry.
Jesse would be my guy because he'd be like, I don't want to show public affection. I'd be like, fantastic. Let's marry in private.
Yeah. The thing is that I also kind of was on the friendship vibe train with them too, but since they've been back, it's been a whole new couple.
It has been.
You know, and I don't know how much of that is like they're almost making them do it, and like if that would remain consistent on the outside, but I feel like I can actually see them lasting for at least a little while now, like actually giving this a shot. Whereas I felt like before they were going to leave the villa and be like, that was silly, and just move on.
It's so wild how Casa Moore just like flipped everything on its head, and because it really changed Jesse and be like, oh shoot, like I didn't realize I had what I had until it was gone. God, it was magical for them.
I just think that one day, and maybe it would be in the future, like maybe they'll date, maybe they'll get married, who knows? But I just feel like one day in their lives, they're going to look at each other and be like, are we just friends? And it's just, I don't know.
Here's the thing. I never wanted like this sounds bad. I promise it's not. I very much love my husband, but I never wanted like the fiery, passionate relationship because that just seemed like exhausting. Like, I wanted somebody who was a friend, like, because my hobbies are just watching TV. And I wanted a life partner in which I can watch TV with constantly.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with that. But I just think that there's a difference between being friends as well and being just friends. And I think that one day they're going to be like, we're just friends. And maybe they'll be in each other's lives forever afterwards. I don't know.
I could see a little stretch for them, but I'm not sure yet.
I am hoping the best for them. You know who I'm not hoping the best for?
Oh.
Isaiah.
What?
No. Yeah. Oh my God. What a tool of a dude.
I was talking to a coworker about Isaiah today because I just found out today that I have a coworker who watches Love Island. And she was like, I hate him. I hate his like black scent. I don't understand why he acts the way he acts.
He has like dumb earrings.
And I was like, getting a dangly earring. She was like, yeah, I hate that dangly earring. And then we were talking about last season and she was like, and Corey had a dangly earring too. And I was like, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're like, you are preaching to the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, send me your podcast. And I was like, no.
Yeah, that won't come up on a Google search. Yeah, Isaiah's lost me. Oh my God. I was never in on Isaiah, but I was just like,
but now you were there. Like, neutral.
I was like, neutral to like negative, and now I'm like, all right, when can he leave the villa? Like, I'm done.
I have a heart. Like, I get it. Everybody has a different type, blah, 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 blah. I cannot wrap my head around the fact that so many women are coming in and be like, Isaiah, he is the one for me. There is nothing I love more than a 21-year-old loser with a bad earring who goes to the tanning bed too much, who can't make up his mind about anything.
He's a waiter. A 21-year-old waiter.
Which is fine.
Nothing wrong with being 22 and being a waiter, but for him to like have that energy when he is like he hasn't even started his life.
One of my favorite things from this current season, by that I mean the current season I am watching of Love Island UK, is that Liberty is like a Nando's waitress, and like it was in her like opening package and her like sexy Nando's outfit.
That's hilarious.
I would love to see Isaiah's sexy Applebee's outfit.
Do you think he's at Applebee's or do you think he's
think he's at TGI Fridays.
If only that was his stripper costume.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, I forgot. We watched the stripping this
yeah, week. We watched.
Wow, you really set me up, didn't you?
Well, to be fair, we booked this a full week ago and we did not know what was coming when we booked it.
I don't know if that's true.
Like, I really feel like you're acting like we had premeditation.
I feel like you called the Peacock execs.
Yeah, I have their number and this is what I use it for.
Yeah, and you said, our best friend, Haley, is coming on the podcast and she hates messing with food and she hates anything with any sexuality whatsoever. Can you ruin her life? And they said, yeah, we got that coming down the pipeline. Let's expedite the baby birthing.
You are the foremost expert on love shows on REJP. Surely you are at least a little comfortable with this stuff by now.
I guess, but The Bachelor is so sexless.
And maybe that's why I can't watch it.
Maybe that's why you're a Temptation Island girly rather than a...
Yeah.
Bachelor.
Exactly. I did just recently agree to watch the premiere of Bachelor in Paradise, though.
Oh, did Amy line you up to be?
I'll be you. I'll be you for that week. Yeah, it's gonna be great. No one will know the difference.
Yeah, just pretend you're me.
Honestly, I feel like I could do it. I think it'd be fine.
How do you say bagel?
Bagel.
Okay, good.
Oh, also, I know this is completely unrelated, but Akiva said that you say boggle. And I was like, truly? Akiva has never heard anybody speak in his life. And like, what?
My brother texted me and was like, Akiva thinks you say bagel in a way that you don't say bagel. And I was like, how weird is that? Like, and it was like Akiva brought up that I say bagel weird, which sure, I kind of say it weird, but I don't say it weird. We're in Canadian. The way you said I
you
said
have a Canadian
it
accent. You say bagel. You don't say a different like bagel game title. He said you say boggle.
I don't say that.
And I was like, nobody says that.
No, I don't say
sorry
that.
And it could sorry for the tangent. It made me really mad, and Haley and I haven't been face to face since it happened.
Yeah, I have a feeling that none of this podcast is going to be on point.
Oh no, so. Listen, okay. It will be, because we are going to jump in.
Okay. Okay. So, you know what? Tell me what you want me to talk about next.
So Chad and Courtney had a lot of conflict over these three episodes.
I mean, I'm tired of Courtney. I'm glad she's gone.
Okay, here's the thing.
She seems nice. I think if I met her in real life, I would like her. But she said a lot in this whole season and these three episodes in particular that she knows her worth and she's unwilling to settle. She's also like unwilling to compromise whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's so used to every guy thinking she's the hottest of hot to ever hot. We're like, the whole villa is filled with hottie McBodies. And so they're like, oh, well, maybe I'll try out a different hottie McBody. And Courtney's like, I want you to be obsessed with me. I want you to kiss me all the time. And I want to also be sexy, sexy timed. But we have to have a good conversation once in a while and I'll be surprised by it.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I feel like in the last batch of episodes, Courtney was like, I'm done with love triangles, love square. I just want a line. And
no, she said that on Wednesday, I think.
Was it on Wednesday? Okay. But I went and looked back and I feel like Courtney's always had the power in every coupling she's been in. You know, like I don't ever feel like she was really in a position where it was her and another girl competing for a guy's affection. It was always her in control and then dumping guys one by one.
Yeah, so I'm glad she's gone, honestly. Like, I think she was never going to be satisfied with anyone they brought in. She was always going to be looking to like the next best thing. Like, I think she should have stuck with Philippe. Like, what was wrong with him? What was wrong with him? He was hot. Yeah. He was the hottest guy who walked in that place.
I don't feel like we got clear explanations on any of like Felipe or Bryce or Chad, like why Chad the most so, but I don't know what went wrong in many of these cases.
Well, it's because they don't want us to actually know Courtney. They want us to see Courtney for how physically beautiful she is and how she's horny all the time. But they don't want us to know her because person after person after person has come in and been like, she's so good to talk to and she has such another level to her and like she's the best ever, and then they don't show her being the best ever. So then when she is like, oh, this isn't working for me and like I'm not gonna settle, it, as Haley says, makes us feel like, oh wow, she's like never willing to compromise and she's really unreasonable. But it's like, I don't trust that we've seen anything because they just don't want us to know her, which I feel like is super unfair.
Yeah, I agree, where I feel like it's not that I dislike Courtney as much as I just dislike the character that they've put on TV.
Yeah.
Because they constantly talk about like how great Courtney is in the villa. She makes everyone smile. She's so funny. She's so this, she's so that. And all really we really get is kind of what I chalk up to being like a defense mechanism whenever they're like, Courtney, what are your feelings today? And she's like, oh my God, it's so hot. It's like, okay, you didn't answer anything. So I don't really feel like we got a lot of like genuine answers out of Courtney, and maybe those followed her initial responses, but in most of these conversations we're not seeing that
100%. But Chad is like blindsided at the concept that she would like want someone to be all in on her.
I have a hard time disagreeing with him because I feel like Courtney never was all in on him. So it's like wild to expect him to be all in on her when that wasn't really reciprocated.
Wait, who else was she looking at?
No, I mean, it's not like she was looking at anyone else, but it didn't seem like she was ever that invested in him.
I mean, in Casa Amor, she was also looking at Jordan and Sam and like every other guy in the villa. Yeah,
that's Casa Amor.
Sure, but this is 3 days after Casa Amor. Like, I don't know why all of a sudden Casa Amor ends and that's his deadline, too.
I don't know. I don't really think anyone did anything wrong, but I just like would love to know more.
I feel like from what we saw, there was just kind of a unfair expectation of like exclusivity, given that it had been such a short amount of time and really had never broached that topic before. It was just like, now that you're talking to someone, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I also think I don't know, I feel like there just was actually no one in the villa this whole summer that Courtney was that into. And so she just like kept hoping that something would click, and like she just didn't click with anyone. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she like did click. It's just not anything long term. And I think she was very good at recognizing that.
Yeah. And maybe she has like an unrealistic expectation of what clicking is.
Well, and I do think also like we find out in this batch of episodes that she is actually the most recent person to have had sex in the villa. And
Courtney?
So, yeah.
Do we?
Yeah, they're all on the hike at the top of the hill and they're like, everyone point to who you think has had sex the most recently, and they all point at Sydney, but then we find out it was Courtney. So it's like, Maybe she feels like things are more serious than they are, or like, I don't know.
That's an interesting... Yeah, I didn't
catch it. It was in the episode.
I didn't catch it.
I know, I thought they were pointing at...
They all pointed at Sydney, and yeah, then they found out that the answer was Courtney.
Yeah, but I thought they were talking about like Phoebe or something. I don't know. I thought they were talking about somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was Courtney that they were pointing at, but then maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I didn't catch that it moved over there. I felt like it was that did elsewhere, and then they were like, no, it was you, Sydney. But maybe I was wrong there.
Yeah, I think they were like, no, it was Courtney. I don't know.
Yeah, well, because especially I was like, oh, we all know that Timmy and Zeta had also gone to the hideaway, but Zeta confirmed that if she were to have sex, she would be breaking a year and a half of celibacy. So they did not, in fact, have any sex.
Which is crazy because I thought they had had sex on the day beds.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought that.
Well, it looked like they did.
Maybe we didn't round third.
Hey, good for them. You know what? If she doesn't want to have sex, then good for her.
Sure. I don't think anyone was saying differently.
Yeah. Well, no, but I mean, what else are you supposed to say? Like, okay, go for her.
Yeah.
But basically, Chad is into Phoebe and they had an undeniably amazing kiss.
You know what? Phoebe bothers me.
Oh, say more.
She is just like, I feel like she's trying too hard to like be the villain in here and like mess something up rather than actually find somebody she's into.
It's
she's
funny.
She's a great player.
I feel like more so for me, she's just will do whatever it takes to stay and isn't afraid of messing anything up.
Yeah. And like, I'm fine with a little drama, but like, I would rather, I don't know, see some like genuineness to it. Also, I hate her because she said she was born in the 21st century and I'm very old.
I mean, I think that's the worst thing she did was be like, wow, I don't know anything about the 80s. And it's like, well, your parents alive in the 80s.
Have you seen that TikTok trend now with like, my dad was like a white guy in 1985?
Yeah.
Some people are like, your dads are so old. It's like, yeah, ages happen. Like, what?
I like the people doing it and being confused, that being like, but my dad was like 5. And it's like, yeah, some of us are grown.
Yeah, some of us can drive cars. Like, what do you want from us? My passport's older than you. Like, Jesus Christ.
Have you seen there's this family on TikTok where the grandma had the mom when she was 12 and then the mom had the daughter when she was like 13. So they're all like
hot,
super young and hot, and they just dance together on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that one. I don't believe that. It's true.
I don't know. I don't think that they're a grandma, mom, and daughter.
I have gotten to a point in my TikTok career, which is great, where it's like literally just Sunday reset videos and like,
I love Sunday reset
quiet
videos.
Cooking videos and like fall stuff at HomeSense.
Have you seen the mug at Indigo with the ghosty in it?
Yeah. What I
want
need
it so bad.
I want the HomeSense ghosty blanket. But not the black and white one. I want the one where the ghosties are all colorful.
Well, I'll go to HomeSense and see what I can do.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway. I haven't seen the HomeSense ones. Anyways, basically, all of the Wednesday episode is mostly just conflict of Courtney and Chad, and we don't like it.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care that Mackenzie's back?
So here's the thing. I was excited to see Mackenzie back because I like Mackenzie a lot. I enjoyed her on season 2. I thought she was great. I think she might be too mature now.
She seemed like she was 35 in there.
Yeah, she's 25 years old. Her bangs look really bad. Like, whoever, I hope that those are a clip-in fringe, because if she has to grow those out, I feel really bad for her. Yeah, she... she looks older than 25 and like acts older than 25. What? Which is like fine, but I just think I don't know that I have high hopes for her.
Brian, did Mackenzie get a call for the Challenge USA?
That I don't know. I would expect her to have, especially given that a couple people who were alternates made it into the not a couple, only one. But I feel like Shannon and Mackenzie felt that same type, and Shannon was the alternate. So
first of all, rude to Mackenzie to say that she's like Shannon.
I mean, for castings purposes.
I mean,
for why Shannon. do you not like Shannon?
Shannon sucks. Okay. Personally, we'll talk off air.
Cool.
So, yeah. For me, it's not like it's not looks, it's not even I don't know if it is personality or if it's just the fact that she's been here before. The vibe is just off. Where
so off. They should have brought her in earlier.
Yeah.
Or like I in agree. Casa Amor.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard. I feel like even though some people in this villa are like 29, 30 years old, she feels older than all of them. And I don't think she does. Even a personality thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's just like a having experience with the show and just feeling like an outsider.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
It's weird. It's a very weird vibe.
So yeah, I know that they also did do this on the most recent season of Love Island UK. I think that generally was received a little better to my knowledge, but I have to look up the reaction really here.
As far as I know for the UK one, people were like, this is the exact right move and this is the right person. And I do think that it might come from bringing a man back over a woman. Like maybe they're just like they mature slower. I don't know.
Yeah, because Mackenzie science. Was 23. She's only 25 here.
Yeah, she's like she's still a baby.
Mm-hmm. So I think that she's fitting in like okay. I think that she's having good conversations. Obviously her and Chad have connected. It just as a viewer feels different, and I'd be curious for people who did not watch season two if they also feel that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I have no recollection of her in season two, honestly.
Oh,
like none what? whatsoever.
She was a star.
I feel like I don't remember anything about season two except that they were like on a rooftop.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, I just like blacked it out. I don't,
you don't remember Justine?
I remember Justine, but I just like you love Justine.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. what about it, Haley?
I really enjoy her. Like I remember that. I don't know. I blocked it out. I think that was like in the time of the pandemic where it was just like emotionally exhausting to exist.
Life was really hard at that point in time. And it still is. And it keeps getting harder. Crazy how that works. Anyways. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't remember what my point was going to be. So,
okay. The girls go on a girls trip to go hiking, which I think is like a hateful activity to send the girls on. And the boys have a barbecue. And Mackenzie comes in and says she's a hot dog girl.
I would ask for one of each.
I would rather be dead than on a love show say I'm a hot dog girl.
Oh yeah. Well, you're a veggie burger girl, I guess.
I'm a veggie burger or veggie dog girl. Okay. I do not discriminate.
Oh, I'm a hot dog boy.
But classic.
But generally sticking away from both. Give me grilled chicken.
Royal chicken, huh?
Ideally.
I'm a burger girly. I love a foot long dog.
There we go.
I thought you were gonna say a foot long burger. And I was like, I have never seen one of those before. How does that work? But you might both.
I don't know. I do think that the conversation that interests me here is actually Mackenzie and Jeff, where Jeff is saying he and Nadja are in a really good spot. But at the same time, he's like hurt that she did bring someone else in. He would be open to Mackenzie pulling him for a chat. But that changes really quickly when
Jeff's ready to propose.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I think he even says that he wants to test how Nadja really feels. And I guess the test has been passed because we progress really quickly from this point.
For both of them.
They're making a late game run for the win.
I don't trust her.
Oh,
am I hating women too much on this podcast?
Yeah, Haley, since when do you hate women?
I know, I hate men. What is, like, what's wrong
well,
with
well, not on Love Island USA not on Love four.
I like Jesse and I like Jeff, and that's probably it.
You don't love Timmy.
I don't like Timmy, okay? I don't like Timmy.
Oh my God.
I can't be like my gasp as if she's truly said something heinous.
Yeah, and also I texted you this opinion like a week ago, and that's why you asked me.
I just assumed that your opinion changed.
You know what? I like him more. I cannot get over his like suave act when he came into the villa and like none of his sentences made sense, and he thought like it sounded cool.
They all made sense.
It did sound cool. I buy in fully. I'm fully behind Timmy. Where she's like, oh, I don't even remember what Zita said. She was like, oh, I'm just like trying to get my cards in order. He's like, oh, like let's shuffle ours together and make like a full deck. And I was like, yes. Like fully on board. You can trick me, Timmy. It's fine.
I like him more now. I like that he like slept outside. Did he sleep outside?
He did.
I like that he slept outside. He's like too suave for me. And he's shifted now into like being a real person. But at the beginning, he was like, he was too, I'm on TV and like, I'm a hottie boy.
That's everyone on the show.
And I don't like them, Kirsten.
Oh my God. I don't know. Listen,
I also love to like picture myself going onto Love Island and like what absolute carnage it would be for my self-esteem.
Haley's like, I don't want anyone in my family to know that I have feelings for my husband, but I could totally go on Love Island.
I didn't say that. I said, you just put yourself in like, you're like, okay, how would this go?
I would remember the girl last year who was like a size medium who went on Love Island, and everyone was like, oh, you were so Alana, brave, right? yes that would be me. They'd be like, oh my God, as like a plus size woman, you're so brave. And I'd be like, I'm a medium.
I know. I would like, I don't think I'm like, like I don't think I'm like bad looking. I wouldn't say I'm like conventionally.
We're not Love Island hot, Haley.
We're not Love Island hot. Ugly.
We're just not Love Island hot.
And like my like soft body, and I'm just like, imagine like walking up there and like my like tankini on to be like on the first
thing, in a one like, piece.
Yeah, like anyone want to step forward? For me, no, okay, I'll like the guys
in my bathing suit from Aerie.
Yeah, that like all my friends own because it's flattering on our medium body types. Yeah. And I just like, you know how if at the end there's, you're not picked, you're like forced to go with the person. Like I think the guys on this show would be like, no, we won't go with her.
No, they'd be like, oh, she's the personality girl.
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
she has a great person. Yeah. They'd be like, they'd say, like, you have a great personality. I'm just like not physically attracted to you.
Oh my God, that's your we should have never explored this.
And period. Then I would be like, great, they think you're a moron, so that's fine. Anyway,
oh my God.
So the people on this show.
Yeah, so we find out that Joel is in Mackenzie's top three, which makes sense because he looks alarmingly like Connor from season two, who Mackenzie left and dated for months after the season.
At one point, Phoebe said Joel is just too mature for her because he owns a home and has a job.
Well, he's like, I want a wife. And Phoebe's 23.
She's 21.
Yeah. It's Love Island, baby. Like, I don't know. I don't blame him for coming on Love Island for a wife.
I mean, sure. But I also don't blame her for being 21 and not wanting to be one.
Totally. But that's like the conversation of like, I don't think maybe we should be together.
It's like, well, and he like, if you are dating to get married, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that dating with intention is like the number one thing to do when you are dating. However,
he should try Love Is Blind. Not that I think he's bad looking
because he's ugly.
No. I think he's very good looking.
They don't cast ugly people on there.
Yeah, I just think if he's like looking for a wife, like that's a great show to go on.
Yeah, like I think the thing is like date intentionally, sure. But you don't have to tell every single person I'm dating to find a wife. Like he could say,
I like it.
I'm dating.
I'm into it.
And I'm willing to and I really want to explore things. And if I meet someone I really click with, I'm hoping for a long-term relationship. Sounds so much better than I'm dating for a wife and I already own my home and it's my forever home. And whoever I'm going to be with is going to live in this house with me until the day we die. And it's like, that is a lot.
I love it. I'm in. I'm in.
I mean, he's being honest, which is better than many others.
And I mean, I guess like he's being honest about wanting something serious, which is better than like lying about wanting something serious and then jerking people around for a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in. He's like, move into my house. We'll live together forever. I'm like, great.
Yeah. In Massachusetts.
Great state. Is it really that different from where I live now? Oh no, I'm in closer proximity to lobster rolls. What a sin. No,
You could go to Target whenever you wanted to.
I want those things in my life.
Yeah, you know, fair enough. Fair enough.
I love Massachusetts.
Maybe you should marry Joel.
Maybe I should. Joel, what are you doing?
Do you think that he'd be okay, that Ethan would be okay with like a brother husband situation?
I don't think he would. It depends on the brother husband. Like, I think
this one's bringing a second home into the household.
I think Ethan would be more satisfied with me having Ian Sterling as a brother husband than like this guy Joel, because I think Ethan also wants to like enjoy the brother husband.
Fair enough.
Seems valid.
Oh, sorry. I haven't talked enough about how much I love Ian Sterling.
He's the best.
I love him.
I just don't think he's
so hot, and he's
given a good script this season.
I mean, no, he isn't, but like he's working with it. He keeps making jokes about how he has like a face for radio. That's not true. Well, he has a face for my eyes.
I feel like the it's very obviously a writing staff almost. I mean, I would venture to bet, because none of the jokes are consistent and they don't actually make sense with who Ian Sterling is. Like, there's a joke that's like, oh, my like girlfriend, and then it's like, oh, now I'm single, oh, now I'm gay and on Grindr, now I'm like dating a like long-term relationship. It's like, what is going on? Like, who are you, random narrator, if from like a casual perspective?
Also, I know it's been talked about of where is Sarah Hyland, but again, I am watching season 7 of UK Love Island. I am 35 episodes in, and I have seen Laura Whitmore 2 times.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So
Sarah Hyland came back. She got back from her honeymoon, and they said, now you have to put in the hours.
Yeah, I like Sarah Hyland.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, she's good. She's been fine. I'm just going to move to Thursday because nothing else happened on Wednesday.
Oh my God, we're not on Friday yet?
Listen, calm down. It's fine. So they did the stripper challenge on Thursday, which was half the episode. Yeah.
Legitimately, it was 20 minutes.
Literally, it was half the episode. Anything notable from the actual stripping?
I would say Jesse, when he was dancing for Deb. That they are lucky they are on Peacock and not CBS anymore.
Oh.
Well, it was just it was like too sexy.
Oh, I was gonna say, like, did he have a boner? Could you see it? Like, what's
no,
happening?
Like he would like I can't even say it on air.
I think even on Peacock, they couldn't really show much of Courtney's dancing.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I loved when Jesse came out. And Deb goes, oh, he was a sailor. I thought he was a baby. As if they would dress anyone in a stripper costume as a baby. Like, Deb!
The thing is, I feel like it is very reminiscent of, like, maybe it goes all the way through, but, like, 90s babies photos were very, like, nautical. Yeah. And this is the theme, so.
I guess.
I'm not surprised. I was surprised that Zita's a nurse wearing a clear vest over her lingerie. It was like, is this a body bag? Like, what is the purpose of this? No. Like, what is the purpose?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought this was, like, fine.
It's like classic, right?
Yeah, you got to do this. I actually usually like when they bring this in to introduce a new Islander. Like the most cringeworthy way to potentially enter if you put yourself in their shoes. But I think it's fun. This is one that I'm not like asking them to remove.
No, because it doesn't make me physically sick.
Were any of the heart rate like raises super like not, surprising to y'all?
Not really, no. Like, and you could always tell whose heart rate was going to be raised by the person they're coupled with because it was Ian who said it.
Yeah. Mm. That's true. He did like rush through those ones. I mean, now like given the Friday episode, I think like Phoebe raising Chad's the most is interesting. I think that like Joel and Courtney both like matching there, but really seeming not to have any sparks otherwise. Interesting. And then Phoebe's being Timmy a little interesting. I don't think that's going to do anything, but.
Well, and Jeff's heart was raised by Mackenzie and Nodges was raised by Isaiah. So like maybe it's just not meant to be for them.
Hmm. Ooh.
I don't know. He's learning Spanish for her. After the challenge, this is where Jeff and Nadja really touch base, and it's like, no, like they really just want to be with each other.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't until Friday, but they do talk about how they're falling for each other. Were you surprised?
I mean, I'm surprised that Jeff is like anyone is even pretending to be like only into Jeff. After all the struggle he's been through, like Jeff is great. Like, it's not because Jeff wouldn't be able to get a girl like that. He's not like, I love him. I literally today like was talking to someone being like, we don't deserve Jeff. Like, he's too good for this world. Like, I love Jeff, but I just feel like he's like none of the girls this season have been like all in on him. And so it just is wild that at any point someone's been like, yeah, I'm going to be all in on Jeff. I don't know. Does that clear it up?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I'm glad he's finally like getting what he wanted. Like I said, I don't totally trust Nadja, but
I don't know. I don't have a bad read on her. I just, for me, honestly, I love Jeff, but again, we're how many days past Casa Amor and we're falling for each other? I was a little cringed.
That's fair, but he like knew going into Casa Amor that his head wasn't turning.
Well, and until he made out with Tiger Lily.
I mean, we've all been there.
Have we?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I believe it, but I'm almost like, and he even says, like, these are words that I've never said before. And I almost am wondering if Jeff came in like so set on finding someone and falling in love that he's rushing it.
Oh, poor Jeff. How old is Jeff and Nadja again?
I believe he's around 25 and she's 23 off the top of my head.
Okay, well, maybe it'll work out, these crazy kids.
And maybe, like, I still do think that there's a real connection there. I just was surprised to hear falling for, you know, at this point for them.
You're right.
Because, I mean, Timmy and Zita aren't even boyfriend and girlfriend yet. They're just exclusive.
Everybody moves at different rates.
I get that. I just think this is a fast one.
Honestly, I never had the conversation with Ethan whether or not we are dating. So,
are you dating now?
Well, we're married because he asked me to marry him and then we got married. But like, we never, like, I don't know if he was ever my boyfriend.
Did you ever, like, you didn't have like an anniversary for like boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah, we did. But it was like a first date. It wasn't like,
it was like you just started dating and you never had to talk about it because you just fell in love and everything was so easy. I get it.
Maybe
it's fine.
Oh man.
Oh gosh. Oh, what a life we've weaved.
Hey, you have a great life. That's awesome.
Because you're in it.
Oh, so basically there's still more Courtney and Chad. Like, it's really, lot of Courtney and Chad. And I'm just like, I'm over it. I don't care.
Well, yeah, especially because we get to the point of where they're not together. It's like, okay, so I'm glad we wasted this whole week then for something we knew.
Exactly.
We felt in our bones.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't mind it in the real time. I feel like
I was like, every time they were talking about it again, I was like,
I kind of, I think at the time, thought they were gonna work it out. Like, I felt like he wanted to explore things, but ultimately we were to come back together.
Yeah, so
I didn't feel like we were wasting time.
I that is what I thought. I thought that, I really thought Phoebe was gonna go home on Friday.
Yeah. I think I thought Mackenzie was gonna go home.
Yeah, I thought Mackenzie was gonna go home.
I didn't think production would allow Mackenzie to go home.
Mm.
2 days in.
Yeah, that's valid.
Joel and Courtney like lightly talk, but I feel like she gets the ick immediately when he's like, well, my partner needs to move to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know where that is.
I feel like Joel is being upfront and honest, and if that's going to disqualify people quickly in the outside world, like, that's probably a good thing. He's not wasting time on a million dates when he wants to be dating seriously, like trying to find a wife so enthusiastically. But in Love Island, where you have about one option and they don't want to move to Massachusetts, maybe we don't like put the hard brakes on everything.
Yeah, I feel like you have to be a little bit more open about your deal breakers in Love Island.
I would agree.
Unfortunately. Isaiah and Joel chat. I don't even know. I think Courtney's adventurous. I don't like it. Anyways, they have a party, and this is where Phoebe and Chad seem to be more of a thing.
Is this where Phoebe has the plan to like pull him aside and make out with him? And then the producers rudely sent Mackenzie in to go get something from that room.
No, that was on Friday.
There was another party. Oh my God.
Yeah, they had a party on Thursday, which is where they do like the chapstick thing before the recoupling. Oh,
I have a question. What is their alcohol limit here? Is it like same as The Bachelor where it's like
one or two drinks
per hour?
No, per night.
Are we sure about that?
Yep.
Okay.
According to every interview that's out there.
I appreciate that in this show. I think that's correct. If you're like trying to find love, like it's not just like weird drunken hookups. So I very much appreciate that.
Yeah. Temptation Island, they're blackout the whole time.
You want to know something else from interviews that you'll never be able to not think about while watching the show?
Ooh.
Whenever they're dancing in challenges or at parties, they don't play like real music in there because they don't want them like accidentally singing along and like getting copyright striked. So it's just like all very generic copyright free music.
Interesting. Yes.
Music at all. So they're just dancing and there could be no music.
They pay how much for music on the show and they can't just figure it out for the party?
Including when they're stripping.
Oh my God.
Oh, I thought sure they would get the songs.
I don't think they get the songs, at least according to interviews.
That is so funny. They pay so much money for music. They could just pay for this. Like, they know what song they're going to play. Just pay. Like, what? Yeah.
That's what I don't get. I don't know why it would be more expensive to play it in the villa if someone were to sing along. But I don't know if they just want to cut it however they want. And that's why. But
my God.
That's what they said in interviews.
That is hilarious. That is so funny. You're right. I will never think about it the same way again. Okay. So Mackenzie also makes a last minute play at Chad being like, I don't think that Phoebe will stick with you, but like, I might.
Such a funny way of phrasing it. She was like, I don't think that Phoebe would stick by you, but I'm confident that I probably would. Like, so equally not confident.
Well, no, I think a little more confident.
You didn't need to throw the probably in there. Just lie to him, please.
Yeah,
you're basically like, lying already.
you could just lie. Lying is fun. Just lie. Make the play.
You've been here before. You know the game.
Yeah, but I think she actually really is trying to find love. That's the annoying part. If she was going in to cause drama, I think she'd be way more fun.
You're not finding love. It is rare, like especially like through US and UK, for how rare it is to find love. And then especially for someone that's coming in the last 2 weeks. You're not finding love.
Yeah, it's not.
Mm-mm. There's like one case of that.
Yeah, I feel like Jamie came in like pretty late for Camilla's season, but that's like the only thing I could think of.
That is the exact one that I was thinking of. There may be like one that
I'm cute.
Aww.
I mean, in season two, Olivia Bowen and Alex did not get together until quite late in the season, and they own a home and have a baby.
Late, but I would not say this late.
No, it was not this late. That is correct. So we get the recoupling. Obviously, we get Timmy picking Zeta, Jesse picking Deb, Jeff picking Nadja, Isaiah picking Sydney, Joel picks baby, Chad picks Mackenzie, Courtney is going home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she wanted to go home. You caught this last time, Scally, when she was like, I wish I was the one.
Yeah, I think that Courtney was ready. And I don't know if that was a lack of confidence with Chad, which I think ultimately manifested itself here, or if she was like kind of done with the experience. But it was sad watching all the OGs cry. Yeah. And I'm typically someone who likes when it gets mixed up. Like, I don't want to watch a season where, you know, eight finalists or eight OGs. So we're only down to six now, which is pretty low for most recent seasons, especially. So I'm excited that this cast is keeping it open. But I do think that the OGs that remain are in it for the long haul.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see another OG go home.
I don't think so either, given that they're all coupled up together.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Yeah, I was like, if Mackenzie were to go home here, it would be so wild.
I just was kind of, what are we doing here? It would be okay with me. And I love Mackenzie. I enjoyed her when she popped up on Summer House, as we talked about like briefly last time. I think that she could do well on other shows. I just am not convinced that this is her spot.
I would love to see her on like Big Brother.
Could be interesting.
I think it could be fun. I don't know. Maybe she wouldn't be like the best ever, but I think it'd be fun.
I can guarantee she would not be the best ever at Big Brother.
No. She would not.
Can you imagine if she just like came out and was like a Dr. Well-esque, like,
oh my god, can you imagine? I would love to see it. I would love to see it.
You probably stand regardless.
Yeah, that is true.
Unless you like pulled a Kyle and then you would unstand, but
valid.
Then you have to unstand in that situation.
Yeah.
And I would do even if not forced.
Oh my god. Well, yeah, I didn't mean like you're forced.
I know.
Like your own opinion forces you. Yes, yes. Phoebe and Joel have like a conversation about this is like the first time she's felt wanted. And I felt like it was so awkward. I was like, she doesn't like you.
Interesting. I feel like for Phoebe, she probably thought like, all right, this is my one shot. The only one that I have of staying in the villa. Like Chad's door is probably closed, being that he's now coupled up with Mackenzie. I know he didn't get to choose first, but I think she probably thought, this is the one. And so let's go all in. I don't think that she is like totally out on Joel. And I think if Chad decided, you know, tomorrow that actually he's in more into Mackenzie, I think Phoebe would go right back to talking to Joel.
Yeah, but I don't think she likes him.
Probably not. I would have no faith in them for a week after the villa.
For a weekend.
They're not even like taking the same Uber to the airport together.
Maybe. The boys talk about like Chad's like weird kiss with Phoebe, and he's like, yeah, you just say you're getting chapstick.
This was like the most high school thing I've ever heard. Not even high school, like elementary school. This was and I had to hear this conversation four different times.
If someone told me that they needed chapstick, it would never occur to me to be like, here, let me kiss you.
So what was wild is then when Phoebe has the conversation with Joel later, she's like, yeah, so he needed chapstick. And I was like, oh, this is a real story. Like, this is not a joke.
It's what happened.
I don't know.
Did have Isaiah weirdo move.
Yeah. Did have Isaiah throwing in some casual homophobia in there. So that was fun.
Oh, I did not catch anything Isaiah had to say.
Yeah, he talks about how everyone's like, oh, yeah, like this is totally normal. Like, haha. And then he says, basically, if Timmy wanted chapstick, I'd tell him to fuck off. And like, ha, 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 ha. Like, okay, yeah. Kissing boys is so weird. Good job, Isaiah.
Yeah, well, guess what, Isaiah? No boys want to kiss you, okay? Because you suck.
So, I mean, it was what it was. I'm not surprised, but...
I don't like Isaiah. It's the ones with the dangly earrings that you have to watch out for.
Mm-hmm. That's what my mom always told me.
Mm-hmm. Zeta and Timmy are together. Well, Zeta cries about Corny being gone, and Timmy's like really comforting her, and I loved it. I love them.
Yeah. I like her talk about how she was already a softie, but he's making it worse. Mm. And she's felt like she's been looking for this feeling for her whole life. So to find it just feels like unreal. Timmy's talking about how he's always confident, but it's a whole new level of confidence he's found. And yeah, it's just like winner edit, winner edit, winner edit. It's like I'm very in on it. And this is like all very like good, heartwarming content.
I would love to see them win. It's perfect.
It's true.
I actually think that I could see them like lasting in the real world too.
Yeah,
sure. I could see it.
Like I feel like a lot of the times I'm just like they're not like by Thanksgiving they'll be done. But with them, I'm like maybe they'll get married.
Our Thanksgiving or their Thanksgiving?
Both.
I have some hope in like three couples here so far, but I feel like Jeff and Nadja have a chance. Not like. And who knows? This is me saying past Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't think they're married, but I think they're like at least a year. Or
They'll date for a while for sure.
And I do think that Deb and Jesse are going to stick together for a little while. You know, I don't know if it'll be electric, but I do think.
85 years and then one day they're going to be like,
I don't know. They've kind of turned me around.
You are such a softie. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Timmy's making it worse.
Sounds about right. Chad does tell Mackenzie that he had kissed Phoebe before the recoupling. He does not mention the chapstick to her. Mm.
Because it's embarrassing. Because Mackenzie's an adult and would be like, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Because Phoebe's like, he needed chapstick. So it was like a peck. And it's like, just share your chat. Go get the chapstick. Like, what? Where are you? Well, you're not in a place where there's no chapstick. Like, stop it.
And she was it was lip gloss. And it's like, who wants lip gloss on?
I just chapstick also like
lip gloss are not the same.
They are not the same.
It's a lot of fuss made over a peck, even if it was just a peck. Yeah, like not anything about chapstick.
A lot of fuss. Because everyone talks about it. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm. The gossip around the villa.
I wonder if it was cherry flavored. So the next day it is still more, it's just like everyone's talking about like sleeping in beds together. Chad and Phoebe kind of chat and Chad's like, yeah, I really want to be open with you. Like, I like you. He says he enjoyed their kiss, but if it's just a peck, like, what are you talking about?
I feel like it was more than a peck, but who knows? No, I did not go back to count the seconds that they were kissing or anything. So
It sounds like you did. How many was it?
Three. No. So, no, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting the vibes that this is very much where they're going to end up leaning. I mean, even when Phoebe's talking to Nadja, like as soon as Nadja's basically like, I think Chad would have picked you. Phoebe's like, oh my God, please. Cause that's what I wanted. Like save me from Joel. So, I think we're headed here.
Yeah. Mackenzie's like confident in Chad, but he's not giving her much.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I'm hoping a new boy comes in. We can get Mackenzie somebody else.
Yes, please, please, please. Or she can connect with Joel because they're both super mature.
I don't think that's happening.
He looks just like her ex. So I feel like it can't happen. Like, I would never want to be with someone who looks exactly like my ex. Anyways, they do a disgusting challenge. We don't have to talk about it, but the foods are... spaghetti bolognese, a milkshake, churros, lava cake, clam chowder, chili french fries, and mac and cheese. Vile.
Yeah, it's not
even like a good progressive menu, honestly.
Like, it doesn't even go together. It's like when it's like at like Cheesecake Factory when the menu is so big and it doesn't like make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is weird. I mean, the winners are Phoebe and Joel, and Joel's like, I feel like we connected. Like, yeah, sure, Joel. Of course, this is what you brought you together.
Yeah, you spat in each other's mouths. When the challenge got announced and Deb goes to Jesse and goes, spit in my mouth, I was like, ooh. Who are you, Chappelle?
I don't want to know.
It's not anything.
So the 80s party.
Yeah, so we have an 80s party. Phoebe doesn't know anything about the 80s because she was born in the
21st. I can't imagine anyone in this house knows anything about the 80s.
I mean, they probably don't know about like the 2010s.
Yeah.
Like what? You didn't have 80s day in high school anymore? No. They don't do that?
I didn't.
No, they do 90s.
You didn't have 80s day in high school?
No.
I don't think we did either.
Oh, we had 80s day every year. And then one year, me and my friend dressed up like 80 year olds for 80s day because we thought that it would be really funny. And really, we were just losers.
I think it's funny.
But we were in the yearbook. So I could find that photo to show people.
Yeah, go do that right now. No. But no.
Oh my God.
It was a joke.
Sending me off the pod. Wow.
Oh my God. That was not the joke. But
just
sure.
Like the 5-star reviews.
Shut up.
So I don't know. Many more conversations. I mean, again, 80s party with probably generic music pumping in, no one actually dancing to anything. Was interesting where Phoebe's like coming up with this plan that she's just gonna pull Joel aside and kiss him, and ends up like, it was so weird when she jumped out from that little nook outside of like the makeup room. I would have
Saw.
Yeah,
I probably would have accidentally punched somebody. Honestly.
Yeah, I would have been very spooked. But I feel like, did she even pull Joel, or she only pulled Chad that we saw?
Yeah, no, Chad. If I said Joel, that was my mistake.
Well, she had a plan, I think, to pull.
No, I think the plan was just to pull Chad.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, she pulls Chad. And so during the party, we just see that Phoebe and Chad are in the makeup room making out. It was super creepy when she popped out. You're absolutely right. And then
startling.
While they're making out, it's like interspersed with like, we see Jeff and Nadja saying like, they are falling for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Mackenzie and Joel talking about things, and Mackenzie literally being like, I don't see Phoebe as a threat. Like, I feel bad. And it's like, while he's making out with Phoebe.
Yeah, this was rough. I feel like both Mackenzie and Joel are feeling like pretty good in their couplings, and they're both crashing like right behind their backs.
Yeah. And so right at the very end of the episode, Mackenzie goes to walk into the makeup room, walks like straight into Phoebe, and there's like, oh, excuse me. And then looks up, and Chad is right there. And she's like, oh, episode ends, credits, boom.
And no next time on either.
No.
Yeah, I didn't
ever get the next time on.
Normally we get like a vote on Friday nights that's going to impact the next time on. But we have no idea what we're getting into. We don't know what's going to happen next week. I think there's only about a week and a half left of the season. So not sure what they're going to get next time.
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm hoping for, I feel like we can do like one more wave of newbies.
I think they have to. If they don't, then this is a long time to just like be hanging.
Mm-hmm. It looks like from a quick search that the finale is going to be end of August, potentially.
Yeah, that's
the 8th, 30th.
That's the theory, because there's, including the Saturday episodes that do not come up on Crave in Canada, I think there's going to be 40 total episodes. And so this was, what episode was Friday for you, Scally?
I do not have that in front of me. I could look it up.
We don't, because ours, it was like episode like 25 or something.
So there are like the bits on the side episode.
Yeah, there's a Saturday episode, and they just don't seem to be on Crave.
I mean, I never watch those anyway, so.
This was episode 29, I believe.
Yeah, so it'll be 30. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36.
Right about where we expected, I feel like. On
yeah, so the finale will be probably what, like the 1st of September?
Or 31st
on the Wednesday. It'll be the last week of August for sure, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We did it. Is there anything else that either of you think we should add? I know we yada through a lot of conversation.
It deserved it.
But Courtney Chaza, like, did it just, a lot of it just didn't matter anymore.
It didn't. So, Yeah, it just like stopped being relevant. But
is there anything, Haley, that you would like to bring up about Love Island before we close her up?
No, I am enjoying this season, honestly. Like, I'm having a good time watching it. I think the cast is engaging. I think we're getting some like interesting drama. I will say Love Island always feels like the heaviest hand in the producer manipulation, and it like feels like a little too obvious. Other than that, like, I'm having a good time watching it.
Whatever, manipulate the show, make it good. I don't care.
Yeah, as long as it's good, I'm not going to complain. And like, it's not screwing over my favorites, which I feel like it really would. Yeah. So, you know, I don't want like it to break the format of the show.
Yeah,
I'll take some light tampering.
I mean, I'm still mad that they just let Serenity go home. Like, what? She's just off the show.
I'm sad she's not gone.
Coming back. Like, what? Like, in what world is that okay that Serenity is just not on the show anymore?
I'm sad she's gone, but again, don't break the format.
No, they could bring her back in Casa Moritz.
I think there's better things for her beyond the walls of Love Island.
Well, yes, but like, I want to watch her now.
Like the challenge season 39.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see. I could see an ex on the beach.
Listen, praying for more TV time, and hopefully not X on the Beach, because I'd like it to be a show that I'm gonna watch. And I will never, I simply will never make it through a season of X on the Beach. I've tried, believe me. I've tried.
Same.
Okay. Well, Haley, thank you so much for joining us. This was so much fun.
Thank you for having me. I feel like I made your podcast be very short this episode.
No, it was going to be short. No, okay, we were always going to have, you probably made it longer, actually.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and honestly, like, it's way past your bedtime, and I feel like you kept your energy up. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. I'm going to crash.
Haley, can you let people know what else you're doing if they want to hear more from you?
Of course, I am every week talking about The Bachelorette. So you can find that here on the same wrap-ups feed, if that's the one you're subscribed to. If not, find it and then subscribe to it. And then you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. I also have a Bookstagram at The Strong Library, where I review everything I'm reading.
Amazing. Again, thank you so much. Scally, where can the people find you?
Anything I'm doing is on Twitter at @Brian_Scally, talking about the Challenge USA this season over on the Dom and Colin podcast. That's been a lot of fun. Just had the titular Colin Stone guest in for Gory this week, so that was great. Also going to be doing the Sunday update for the Big Brother live feeds. Yep. So you can find me there. And otherwise, like I said, on Twitter.
Brian, how am I doing in the draft? Do you know?
I could look that up after.
Probably not great.
I feel like I'm doing pretty good this season, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I look forward to the update. If people would like to hear more from me, you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. I guested on the Challenger Hop Up with Brian Cohen and Jenny Autumn this week, which was super fun. And I am going to be on the Monday morning update for Big Brother this upcoming week. So definitely check that out. Once again, Lindsay Wilson and I did release our interview with Raphael Bob Blocksberg, the creator of BoJack Horseman, over on BoJack Horsepod. I would really love if people could check that out. It was a great conversation. And as always, Sasha Joseph and I are talking all the mess on Mess Magnets. If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please give us a 5-star rating and review. We need them. It helps people find the show, and it helps us have validation for our self-esteem. But we will be back on Tuesday to talk about week 6, part 1. See you then.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.